Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Gannon is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than coming up on 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the purveyor of Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column I encourage you to check out and read and subscribe to. It won't cost you anything. It is September right now, Rich, so it won't cost anything, right?
Right. Next month it's $30.
Next month. Okay. So hurry, folks. Hurry and get your order in. Hey, Rich.
It's like Joseph A. Banks. There's a sale every day.
That's right. Hey, Rich. The polling shows that the Democrats are obviously going to keep the House. I'm sorry, the Republicans.
Republicans
are going to keep the House, and the Republicans have a pretty good shot at taking the Senate. But I'm going to say something you've heard me say before. In the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans are not as good as Democrats. And never underestimate the power of the Republicans to shoot themselves in the foot. What do you think?
That's absolutely correct. And never underestimate the Democrats to use any dirty trick they can get their hands on, and no matter how distasteful, to try to turn out votes. And I mean, we just haven't seen it because we've got 2 months to go, a little under 2 months to go. But I think that's right. I'm pretty confident that Republicans can take control of the Senate, if not on Election Day, then by having one or two senators change sides, like Jim Jeffress did from Republican to Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But the expected tidal wave hasn't appeared yet. Heard a column the other day that said no tidal wave, but a pretty high tide.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's probably right. Politics is a tough game. I mean, you gotta be prepared to take a punch in the mouth and go back in. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that, you know, when members of Congress retire, a lot of times their chief of staff want to run for their seat because they think, and you know, they get into the race, and the first time the opponent lands a punch, they're wow, I didn't realize how much that hurts when
oh, man, that hurt!
Because they spent the last 14 years shoving the boss back. Come on, you ain't hurt. Get back in there. So it's a tough game, and we'll see how what happens. The good news is for Republicans, let me just say this, is that we didn't nominate anybody who's likely to say something so
stupid.
Egregiously stupid that they just take a victory and turn it into a failure.
Well, and not only that, but export that sentiment to other races, which happened, I believe. So, all right, in the 2008 2012 election for president, you know, people said, "What do you think?" I said, "Watch Ohio, watch Florida, watch North Carolina, watch Virginia." For the most part, they said, "Okay, narrow it down." I said, "Watch Ohio." Tell us what ground zero is for this election.
Well, I think North Carolina may be the closest to ground zero, but there's a bunch of them. There's Alaska, there's Arkansas, there's Louisiana, to name four. This three of the seats that are held by Democrats are pretty much gone already for them.
Really?
The South Dakota,
Wyoming,
Montana,
I meant.
I forget the third one now. But the but Republicans need six seats to get to 51 because Joe Biden as vice president is the president of the Senate and gets to break ties. So six is the number. And so my point is if Republicans have three in their pocket already and don't lose any seats that nobody's expecting now, which could happen.
There's a couple of issues out there, right? Pat Roberts, isn't he in trouble?
Yeah, in Kansas, and Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. They're both in real races.
Mm-hmm.
But um, so So we'll see. I mean, you know, the good thing is that we will know the answer to this on November, on the night of November 4th, early morning.
But as much as we hear about how the Republicans have a great chance of taking the Senate, it's really a lot closer than that, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and it requires people to actually get up and vote,
and
get their family to vote, get their friends,
and don't
their
forget
to get
Rich,
out and vote.
Events, my dear boy, events, right? Who knows?
Right.
Who knows what could happen between now and then? Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day, I promise. And I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.